And following NPR, time for some state and local stories here on WMOT. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. The Tennessee chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving says a new state law that went into effect July 1st puts the rights of drunk drivers above those of victims. Lawmakers say they were forced to make the changes because of a Supreme Court ruling that made it illegal under most circumstances to charge DUI suspects who refuse blood tests. Tennessee drivers can still have their license revoked for refusing to take blood alcohol test, but can't face additional fines or jail time. MAD spokesperson Phaedra Marriott Olson was struck by a drunk driver and is now confined to a wheelchair.
It comes down to this. That drunk driver made two choices. The first choice he made was to drink, and the second choice he made was to drive. So when it comes to drunk driving, the ability to be able to just find a shortcut out of it or an easy way to get out of it is not what we need to be doing.
The Tennessee Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers isn't happy about the new law either. Association President Sarah Confer-Rice says the new law actually stiffens some penalties, and as for those blood tests,
there still are some circumstances when a blood test can be taken forcefully, and that's when that's viewed on a case-by-case basis when what's called exigent circumstances are present.
Arresting officers will, however, have to get a warrant for blood test in most circumstances. Tennessee legislators had to make the change or face the potential loss of some federal revenue. And that's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee Headlines every hour at 4 minutes past.